This is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the November 2006 U.S. employment situation. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reports the unemployment rate was essentially unchanged with a 0.1% rise, which was not unexpected, to 4.5%. This was because the total labor force in November grew by 383,000 to more than 152 million, the number of employed persons increased by 277,000 to more than 145 million, there are only 106,000 more unemployed persons, which stands at 6.8 million, and the number of persons not in the workforce declined by 153,000. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more often referred to as the job survey or report, shows job growth was above some estimates and in line with others at 132,000, which was about 20,000 less than the monthly average for the past 6 months. The goods-producing sector's loss of 40,000 jobs was because, no surprise here, the disappearance of manufacturing jobs, down 15,000 in November, while the construction sector continued to tear down jobs with a loss of 29,000 jobs last month. Natural resources and mining, which is also part of the goods-producing sector, was able to load up 4,000 more jobs in November. Once again, the service-providing sector saved the month by more than offsetting the goods-producing sector's loss with 172,000 job gain in November. The retail trade sector, as expected, rang up more jobs in November with a net gain of 20,000 jobs. Professional and business services obviously were busy again in November with 43,000 more jobs, with 4,800 of those in management and technical consulting services. Education and health services continue to remain healthy with 41,000 new jobs. Home health care services, a subsector, added 36,000 jobs in November, while hospital registered 6,300 more jobs. Leisure and hospitality kept the welcome mat out for new workers. It was up 31,000 jobs. Government jobs were up 18,000, with state governments adding 4,000, local governments taking in 13,000 new employees, and the federal government adding 1,000. For those of you who are interested in conditions in the staffing sector, temporary help services employment gained 4,800 jobs in November to rise to 2,595,900. That's seasonally adjusted. For November, temporary help employment was up 0.2% from the previous month, but down 0.8% from November 2005. Temporary help services employment held on to its market share of overall jobs in November at 1.91%, the same point it has been since September. The recent high was 1.96% in December 2005, meaning close to 2% of all jobs were within the temporary help services sector. The total number of new jobs in November was above some consensus estimates, while the unemployment rate ticked up 4.5%. It remains a tight labor market out there, and this is causing wages to continue on an upward track, with average hourly earnings rising by 3 cents in November, which was 0.2%. For the year, average weekly earnings are up 4.4%. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. A video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.